Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Episode 45 of the 20 Minute Runner Podcast, entitled The Marathon. Today is March the 15th, 2010. It's Monday. It's about 4 o'clock. Just wanted to take a moment and record very briefly my thoughts about this morning, where things are. I ran 3 this morning, around a 10-minute pace, took my time. The hip bothered me some, nothing drastic, but a little bit. The knees seem to feel okay. We'll plan to wear the knee straps on the day of the race, the marathon coming up in 6 days now, 5 days actually. But this afternoon I went to visit someone, a couple of people actually from our church at the nursing home. And one of the persons is actually on the end of the hall where Daddy was. For the last 7 weeks of his life, he was there for probably 5 of those, other than the 2 he went to the hospital. And as I walked by and I glanced in, the room looked much like it did before. It was fresh paint. The furniture's not exactly like it was, but the view's the same. And it reminded me of why I'm doing this. I know that if you do anything in life meaningful, you really ultimately have to do it for yourself. But this first race, this first marathon, I'm actually doing for my father, as I spoke about in episode 34, I believe. Because it's a promise I made to him, and it's a promise I made to myself, that sometime in the future, after his inevitable death, that I would run a marathon in memory of him, raising money for the American Lung Association. So I don't know what Saturday might hold, but today I've been reminded of why I'm doing this. Why I'm running this race, why I'm willing to put up with the difficulties that go with it. Ultimately, it is about my desire to do it, but it's just as much about my desire to fulfill a promise made to him and to myself. Regardless of the time, regardless of how strongly I run or how inefficiently I might run, marathon is for him, and it's in memory of him, and I run it to honor him. It's almost like the last bit of whatever I've been holding on to. I'm sensing now it will be released. Disappointments and other things that I've shared in past episodes. And when I reach the point in the race where inevitably I will, where it will be very difficult to continue, I'll think about my trip to his room today, and I'll think about the suffering that he endured, the pain, tremendous pain he went through, and I will tell myself that's why I'm doing this, that's why I'll be able to finish it, that's why I will be able to finally say, I am a marathoner. Thank you. Just came from eating lunch at Wendy's. Today is the 19th of March, Friday. It's about 1:04. Had a large chili for lunch with a few fries, and tonight we're planning to go eat at Penny's restaurant in Jamestown, and the restaurant specializes in Italian, but they also have other things, so obviously I'm planning to eat some spaghetti, something like that. But anyway, I've parked about a block from Showplace, and I'm walking down the sidewalk, and it's obvious by where we just rode through that they're already getting up the infrastructure for the race itself. I've seen signs closed. They used to close the roads. I've also seen barricades are going to be putting up, things like that. So they're working. They put up a lot of benches, some risers for people to sit right where the race finishes. And I am heading into Showplace, which if I can get some pictures tomorrow, we might include those in the for the photos. But I'm walking under this enormous building, absolutely enormous, the covered area, heading toward the front door, trying to locate where the actual items are that we need to pick up, the race number, things like that. I'm walking in now, trying to determine where I need to be. Hey, I'm here to pick up a race packet.
Yep, follow them through the double doors on the right hand.
Okay, thank you. Walking through the main area right now, and there are various displays. They're having a silent auction to raise money for the foster friends, things like that. So, and now we are looking at trying to get in line for registration and packet pickup. Marathon. Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
I got numbers, but I don't know what my number is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You need to find your number?
Yes.
That, where that lady's sitting by the map right there on that table.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
All right, I am number 2047, and they're lined up where you would go to pick those up. 2047, here we are. So, hey, hey, I'm 2047 for the marathon.
Medical information, water station information. Okay. Can you do that? Back here. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
First one on. How you doing?
Y'all must
Where'd you say I go from here?
I'll give them the window and they'll give you your t-shirt.
Okay. Thank you.
If on the back of here, you would please write your name, age, weight, allergies, emergency contact info.
Okay.
Here's your map of the race, final race day instructions. Please make sure you read over those.
Okay.
We just got out of the hyperbaric chamber. I think it took him out.
Thurman and Thurman. Charles and Carter.
Right.
Yes. If you can, I need to have your ID, please.
Allergies, none.
Thank you.
Contact.
Okay, thank you very much. And on the back of each of your bibs, and you can go over right there to fill that out, I'm going to need your name, your weight, any allergies that you might have, a contact name and
okay,
information, contact name and number on the back of your.
And then we just,
okay.
We sir, just take this
over there. Just take those right to that window, those windows and they'll get your shirt.
Okay, thank you. Hey.
Well, the middle's right over there. Oop, we're getting ready. Sammy, we'll see you. Thank you. All right. We'll see you in a few hours. Bye. Thanks for being here. Okay, here we are. I'm standing at the starting line. It's about, they said 90 seconds to start. And Sammy just came by, spoke to me. Had everything. I gave it to Carol, yeah. Thanks. And he just offered to hold my stuff, but I think we're good to go. So anyway, it is right now completely clear. It's not warm yet, but I'd say it's probably mid-50s to 60. And I'm wearing my short-sleeve shirt and no gloves, so we're already ready in that sense. Not going to have to peel off anything. My watch is searching. Here we go. 30 seconds from the start. And I will not start my watch until I cross the start line. We will have a chip time as well as the gun time. So anyway, here we go. Good to have you along with me for this episode. Episode 45. Here we go. We are moving and I'm going to walk to the start line. Traffic is sort of thick. I just ran by, saw Sandra, Veda, Carol. Carol took my picture, but don't know how it'll turn out. We are now running north on Hamilton, and we're going to make a left on Westwood. Then we'll head over into an area that I've run a lot and talked about a lot in the podcast. Rotary. Country Club Drive, that area. I've actually run through there on other races, and some of the training runs I've done at High Point, I've done that as well. So we will keep you informed. I want to give you an update. We are 51 minutes into the race, and I am dead on 9:30 per mile. We just passed 5 miles. Just went up Motlu, several blocks of a significant hill, but actually had no problems at all. Can tell that I have been running the hills, and really no problem at all. My right hip bothered me initially. It's beginning to feel better. I think what I'm going to do is hold back until we get to maybe 10 miles and then begin to speed up a bit if I can, and hold that until 20 if possible, and then try to maintain a decent pace to the close. But I'm not going to push it yet. Well, we're down to 9:29, but I feel good. My hip was bothering me. It's almost like it has subsided significantly. At this point, I don't know if it's going to bother me anymore or not. Jonathan Lewis, my friend, was in college together, and he was on staff at the church where I am now for a good while. He and I have run together for probably 10 minutes of the race. Last water stop, I stopped at and took a bag of beans, first thing I've taken like that. And Jonathan left me, but I can see him now. He's about 20 feet ahead of me. And we're now entering High Point University. I'm running about 52 and a half minutes. Beautiful day, getting a little bit warm, but so far I feel pretty good. But we will try to maintain as long as I can, pick up the pace in a few more miles if I feel like it. But I'm taking water at every stop and going to be eating the raisins and almonds here in the next 7 or 8 minutes. Beautiful, beautiful campus. I'm passing the section where last year I was yelling halves to the right, fools to the left, and we were just told half marathoners go to the left at the bottom of the hill, fools go to the right. Last year a guy asked me, was he a fool for running the marathon? I said, I don't know. Now I ask myself the same question. But so far, I still feel pretty good at this point. We have been running for 1 hour 39 minutes, averaging 9:25 pace. I had to stop and go to the bathroom. Poor John had to wait for a minute, and it took me a minute. And lost a couple minutes there. We were running 9:22 then, but I still feel really, really good. Here's a water stop, but I just stopped, so I won't be stopping here. But we are out on Johnson Street, and thanks. And there was another water stop. They were pretty close together. I don't know why, but anyway, we are passing the Women's Club of High Point on the right, and Johnson Street will continue, and eventually we will turn off of it just before the 13-mile mark. We'll make a sharp left. But we're getting out of town a little bit now in the suburbs, and the race will, another mile maybe, we will literally be out in the country. But so far so good. The winner, guy that's going to win past me, it would have been about his 18-mile mark at my 10, so we already know who's going to win. I recognized him. It's deja vu all over again! Just passed Jane and Steve Wall. It's funny, Cindy's birthday was this past week, and I'd asked Jane about getting her a cake. She cooks them, and I thought she'd forgotten it, and so we had a cake Tuesday night, and then Wednesday at work, Jane brought a cake by, so we've had cake, two cakes. That's the third time I've seen them. They ride from point to point. Their son Aaron is actually running again today. I think this is the second year he's run it. And, but anyway, we're at mile 11, by the way. And so far, so good. But also, I saw Amy and Mark, a couple who have really, I counseled them for several weeks, but they've become good friends. And about 10 and a half, they told me they'd be out there because we passed by the development where they live. And sure enough, there they were with my cup of water. So Mark and Amy, shout out to you guys. Appreciate the encouragement. So far, it seems like every little bit, there's been someone to encourage. Now, I'm not going to fool myself. I know the hardest part of this race is ahead. And we're presently climbing one of the significant hills, averaging 9:24. And I still feel good for having gone this far. But we'll see. If I can maintain this pace and stay hydrated and keep everything in perspective, I think we'll run a good race. Can I get it down to 9:07? I don't know. I don't really care. That would put me under 4 hours. However, right now, my pace has incrementally increased. Every couple of miles, we've gone up another 5 seconds as I've lost that time at the bathroom break. So I know we're running good pace and strong, but I don't want to be a fool. So around 13, we'll assess how we feel, and at that point, we may pick it up even if I end up slowing the last 6 miles or so. But we'll see. I'm crossing mile 13, 204.15. So, if we can maintain this pace, we would break 410. But the biggest hill is coming up here in about another 9 minutes or so. We're averaging 922 at the moment. And after that hill, we're just past 14 miles. At that point, if I feel good, I'm going to start pushing it a bit and see what happens. But right now, I feel very good for having run half of it. So, but I know the hardest part is yet to come. Just ate the raisin cake as well. Everything's on speed as far as, or on time as far as the gels, things of that nature. So, exactly where I need to be at this point. We are getting to 21 mile water stop, and we're going to be stopping, taking water, and 3 hours and 14 minutes and some change into it, I'm going to need a bag of beans. But we're going to walk through this as we get to it. There we go. You got any caffeine beans?
Right here.
Do you know?
No caffeine beans.
Gatorade.
Thanks.
Gatorade.
Water.
Thanks.
Water.
Yeah, thanks. Getting hot. It's getting warm. Thank you. You too. Okay. We're chewing beans. Probably walk for a minute. My pace is dropping to 905. And, my legs are starting to feel it. But here on out, it's about hanging on. And that's what we're going to do if we can. Stay tuned. We are at mile 25. And I am walking through this particular stop. Oh, I stopped at 24. Got some Gatorade and water, and man, my legs are almost shot, but I'm going to try to pick it up and finish running. We stopped two or three times at the water stops, and I think I stopped once for about 45 seconds. Other than that, we're still moving. 3 hours, 54 minutes, 22 seconds, so we will not break 4 hours, but we should finish with a strong pace. I actually feel a little bit sick in my stomach, but it's definitely getting warm out here. So,
take me away from here and all today's pain. You know I I see it all so clear, the morning after the rain, and I worry all the time, it's coming around the bend. Maybe I'm just going crazy, and it feels like the end.
Place. We're probably 4 or 5 blocks away. Still feel pretty good, but man, I'll be glad to stop. And we're 1 block less than that from Main Street. feeling it. Running down Main Street, 3 to 4 blocks to the finish. Passing Rosa Mae's Catering. On my left. And on my right is the Amtrak station. Within a block of our last turn. I'm just running off of adrenaline right now. My legs are shot, but we're still moving 9-10 pace, which is not bad. Here we come. When I turn, we'll have about 2 blocks left. Dying.
Stop. Are you well hurt?
Yeah.
Don't look strong. You're fast.
Yeah, I need something to drink and eat, I think.
Okay, go up there.
I will be. Yeah, I saw y'all around 16 and a half. I don't know. I can't look at it right now. Yeah. Oh.
We just saw the girl came in and she just started crying.
I feel sick on my stomach.
Yeah.
That Gatorade doesn't taste good after 20 miles.
Did you see Carol now?
Yeah, gave Carol. Are they? Yeah. Yeah, I know. Hey, Austin, I finished, and I actually felt pretty good, but it was getting hot.
Yeah.
And it is hilly, I'm telling you.
Half a banana or a whole banana?
Half a banana. Woo. I didn't break four, but it's holding me up. Hurry up, I need to keep moving.
Yeah. Hey, sweetie. Hi. I love you. Are you okay?
I will be.
You sure? Okay.
We got a massage.
I got your stuff.
Be a massager. They got them up here.
I feel like I'm going to throw up. I'm walking. I don't have to walk that fast. As long as I keep moving. Woo! Now I knew around 24 miles I wasn't going to break 4 hours, but man, I gave it a good effort. I'm alright. I will be.
You will be in about 10 minutes.
Or 10 days. They're weak, and the last three stops for water or whatever, I actually walked through them, maybe 45 seconds each one. And every time I started back up, they were aching like they don't want to go. But I was averaging a 908, 909 as I was finishing. I mean, I felt pretty good, but I thought, man, I'll be so glad when this thing is over. Did you feel that way? And I thought, why am I doing this?
Yeah, I thought about that too. Why am I doing this?
Be careful.
I'm all right. You sure look good.
You got as much control as you think you have.
You look strong, don't you? I mean,
yeah.
Do I look strong now?
Oh, yeah.
You look strong.
Not tomorrow. Carol's got this stuff I ordered. I'll be honest, I feel a little sick in my stomach. But Gatorade don't taste good after, I won't. Gatorade doesn't taste good after 20 miles. Yuck. Yeah, you only, how much water is put in it?
We filled it up.
That's fine. About half full.
But you didn't tell me that.
It's all right. Huh? Well, that's got stuff that's going to help.
Hydrating.
Yeah, I recorded some while I was
running.
She introduced herself.
Yeah,
I said, I've heard of her.
We're just taking care of me.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm all right.
Can you sit down?
No, not yet.
Okay.
You're so tiny.
Tiny. So we're looking for the littlest one out there.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, walk a little bit.
Whew, it was getting hot. Yeah, let me drink some of that. That's not a trash can. Good. It's some stuff Derek Jennings gave me. I've been using it on long runs. It replenishes your muscles and stuff.
I'm scared it's going to make you sick.
I didn't need that much water in it. But I know. I look pretty strong though, then, didn't I?
Yeah.
I didn't really start hurting where I felt like I just couldn't keep going until about 22 and 23 miles, and then we had a series of hills, and around 23, 24, that's when I seriously thought, you know, I could actually stop and just, well, I could stop and, you know, still break 4.5 without the problem, but I ran about a 405.39, something like that. But it's hilly and it's hot. It was warm.
Yeah, it's hot out there. It's been cold under here all the time. Freezing.
Wow.
Been in there since 3:15.
Are you serious? I told you that best case I would break 4 hours, but probably not. But I think if I had not, well, to be honest, if it had been a little bit cooler, 15 degrees cooler, I think that we all could have run a little bit faster. Now, we did have shade for quite a bit of it, but the latter half of it, maybe the last 7 or 8 miles, there wasn't much shade.
How is that?
It's horrible. It tastes bad. Yeah, I've drunk it after my long runs.
We hit the cold button.
Huh?
We hit the cold button.
Yeah.
All right.
I will be.
remember your shoelaces being red.
Look like they've been charged out.
Oh, yeah.
You'll put that in your office.
I don't know.
You're like, give me a hug now.
Yeah. I did it. It's really weird. Around 18 miles, I started thinking about Daddy and why I was doing this. And I started getting emotional. No, just, I can't explain it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's almost like a...
Like you have an out-of-body experience.
Or something, yeah.
I know, I told Austin, I said, I don't think I could take the emotional or the mental aspect of running that far. I just think it takes something out of you mentally.
Yeah.
I'm proud of it.
Puts a strain on your body and your marriage and everything else, doesn't it, Cindy?
I love that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can think
it cranky.
I need to top on this.
I don't let the stuff float around.
Yeah, I was wondering if it'll go through it at all.
I know.
I'm going to think I'm going to want
my legs are really hurt. Yeah.
Do you have anything bothering you particularly?
My knees, no problem. My hip, where it had been bothering me. After the first 20, 30 minutes, I noticed it. But I sort of ran through it, and by 9 or 10 miles, it's like, it just sort of dulled, and I really didn't bother me. Now, I have a feeling tomorrow I won't be able to walk, but, because that hip has definitely bothered me. But, not to the point to where I felt like today, well, I've got to stop. Mine are hurting right now. I'm going to stretch just a minute. But I felt, to be honest, Sammy, it got really hard the last 3 or 4 miles, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it could have been. I was running off of adrenaline. There were people lined up over there that were, oh, you can make it, you know, you're looking good. All this stuff. I am. I'm pleased to know that I finally ran one. But I can tell you this, I'm not running another one in 6 months. I might not run another one in a year. Maybe a couple of years. But, I honestly, Sammy, I believe on a flat course, I could have broke 4 hours.
You feel like you need
Straws? Whoa.
They'll give you one.
Yeah, that was marathon. Today's Sunday, the 21st of March. I'm out walking Odie in the yard a minute and just wanted to give some closing thoughts to this episode. First of all, I want to thank you for going with me on this journey from the beginning of the training to the end of it. Weather today is absolutely beautiful as well. It's a little cloudy, but 65 degrees. Come on, Odie. Come on. Go this way. But I did go on the website, and I'll put a link to the results at the blog this week. And my official time, chip time, was actually better than I thought by about 25 seconds. I ran a 4:05:31. I did want to give you some quick stats on the race. 4:05:31 was my official time. Came in 99th out of 301 total people. I was a 76th man out of 211 men. And for the 45 to 49 age group, I came in 16th out of 32. At the half, I was 194th. That was my place and ended up being 99th. So that means that we got by quite a lot of people on the way back. So and I knew that I did. I was not past the second half of the race. The first half pace was 9:34. And I ran it in 2:05:13. Second half pace was 9:11, which I ran in 2 hours flat with 18 seconds for a total average pace of 9:22. So again, we ran a 4:05:31 for my first marathon, and I must say I am very, very pleased with that. This week, as far as I know, I will not be running at all. Probably a week from today, I'll try to get out and run an easy 3 and see how we feel, and then we'll begin building back up over time. But my goal, unless I'm training for a specific race, half marathon or longer particularly, is I hope to run maybe a 12-mile run once a week, and then a couple of runs, 7, 8 miles, something like that. No speed work to speak of, and may add the bike a little more than I did the last few weeks. My knees feel fine. My hip is okay right now, but man, I want to tell you, I am very, very stiff. My quads, particularly, they were sore this morning. They're worse this afternoon. And getting up and down steps, I have to turn sideways. I cannot walk straight down steps without any discomfort. And nothing that I'm experiencing now is pain like injury, but it's all soreness from the race. But I did look in the paper today, and I'll put a link to some information on the marathon as well in this blog. But the guy who ran the half marathon, or the winner of the full marathon, supposed winner, actually signed up for the half. He got the wrong direction, ended up on the full marathon course where we split, and he ran the whole thing, won it. But 2 hours later, they declared the next guy to cross the line to be the winner because the first guy was actually only signed up for the half marathon. So the guy that came in second, literally came in second, was declared the winner because the other person was disqualified. So that little bit of excitement there, which I didn't know about until I looked at the paper today. But we'll put a link to the marathon website, and you can check out some information there. I don't know that that's on there, but by the time you get this, there might be some more on there, and we'll include some other links as well. I did have a quick note from David in the UK, David Yellen. David, thanks for that. I just noticed it today. So you were already checking out to see how we did, and I appreciate that good word, and appreciate everybody that was there. Carol came, Sammy and Sandra came, their children, Beta and Austin, both grown, they were there. Cindy came, of course, her mom and dad were there, and that made up the crew. When it was over, we went and ate pancakes, but I felt so sick to my stomach I couldn't eat much. I got a waffle and ate about 2/3 of it. And didn't eat a whole lot last night, although I did eat some fruit and all, but today my stomach's much better. Yesterday I definitely felt nauseous the last third of the race, and Gatorade, warm Gatorade, after 20 miles does not taste very good to me. So anyway, we're going to wrap this up, and I don't know next week what we'll be doing as far as the podcast, since I won't run until Sunday. I may just give you couple of quick updates during the week on how I'm feeling, and then we will plan to record next Sunday and see where we go from there. But again, thanks for listening to this episode 45 of the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. We'll talk to you in 7 or 8 days, could be 9 or 10 days this time, I'm not sure. But I really appreciate you being with me. Marathon's behind us, the first one. Would I do it again? Absolutely. I will do another one, Lord willing. I'm already thinking about it, but it'll be a year. It might be the same one next year. And on a cooler day, definitely with training where I didn't have any injuries leading up to it, I believe I would have broken 5 hours, but that's the way it goes. But I am very, very pleased. So have a great week. We'll talk to you later. Thanks. Bye-bye. That wraps up another episode. I'm glad to have you with me. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20runner.blogspot.com. From the blog, you can send me an email. You can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Take the monthly survey, or simply look at photographs of recent races and peruse the past episodes of the podcast, including being able to listen to those episodes if you'd like.
Remember, all of the music used in this episode can be found at the blog. All music is used under Creative Commons license. It's been great having you with me this week, and I look forward to seeing you again in 7 or 8 days. Until then, I hope your running's going well. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.